Happy New Year, and welcome to the I Know News for January 2018. The BCB January community outing will be an easygoing lunch at Charlie Brown's restaurant and will be from noon until 1:30 on Monday, January 8th. Charlie Brown's has been a Lexington and Chevy Chase tradition for over 30 years, and is a rustic spot for sandwiches, appetizers, and beverages in a cozy setting with books, a fireplace, and a patio. The restaurant is located at 816 East Euclid Avenue. To RSVP for the lunch, call the BCB office at 859-259-1834. The BCB Peer Support Group meeting will take place on Wednesday, January 24th from noon until 2 p.m. in the BCB Community Room. Lunch is still to be determined, and Ms. Vanessa Snowden with Lexington Parks and Recreation will be the guest speaker. If you plan on attending, please RSVP by January 22nd by calling 859-259-1834. On February 9th, Talon Winery and entertainer Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors are hosting a Glen Campbell tribute dinner concert benefiting the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. The event will take place on Friday, February 9th from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Cabarnet Barrel Barn at Talon Winery, 7086 Tate's Creek Road. This romantic evening is not only a celebration of the love of Valentine's or the beautiful music of Glen Campbell, but also to help bring awareness to the growing needs of services for people affected by vision loss. Talon Winery is providing one of the most unique venues in the area, great food and wonderful wine paired with the memorable music of Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors to make this a magical and charitable Valentine's event. General admission tickets include one glass of wine, dinner, and the concert, and are priced at $57.50 per guest. To make the evening more memorable, a limited number of reserved tables will be available for $500, seating 6 guests, and will include additional benefits such as a table placed in the best position in the room for sight and sound of the show, early event entry, valet parking, and complimentary wine tasting. For more details and a link to purchase tickets today, please visit the BCB Special Events page at bcbky.org. Members are crucial to the development and leadership of our organization. Our members provide guidance and direction for BCB staff and programs. For as little as $10 per year, you can become a part of the community that is changing lives of the blind and visually impaired. Membership with BCB also includes membership with the American Council of the Blind, the ACB. And together, you will be connected with thousands of individuals who provide support and share information about issues related to vision loss. If you can and want to contribute more to the membership fund, please accept our heartfelt thanks. Your dollars will be put to the best possible use, helping assist blind and visually impaired people lead safe, healthy, and independent lives. Please call the office to update us on any changes in your personal information. And if you're new to the BCB, call our office today at 859-259-1834 to request a membership application by mail, or visit our website at bcbky.org to download and print an application from home. Thank you for being a vital part of our community. If you would like to become a BCB member or would like to renew your membership but can't afford dues, we have a limited number of scholarships available. For information on 2018 membership scholarships, call 859-259-1834. Cooking with Tess, the BCB cooking class. On Thursday, February 8th, the BCB's very own Tess Flynn will be leading a cooking class from 1 until 2 p.m., where she'll be focusing on measuring ingredients and using the oven. Limited space is available, so RSVP soon by calling 859-259-1834. The Council of Citizens with Low Visions International, the CCLVI, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, annually awards 3 scholarships in the amount of $3,000 each to full-time college students. An incoming freshman, an undergraduate, and a graduate student, all of whom must be low vision, maintain a strong GPA, and be involved in school and/or local community activities. Application materials must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, March 15, 2018. Scholarship monies will be awarded for the 2018-2019 academic year. To access the guidelines, application, and vision certification form, visit cclvi.org and click on Scheigert Scholarship link. That's cclvi.org and click on the Scheigert Scholarship link. Applications will be available to complete and submit online from January 1st through the March 15th deadline. Questions may be directed to scholarship@cclvi.org. That's scholarship@cclvi.org, or by calling 844-460-0625. The January Book of the Month is Benicula, A Rabbit Tale of Mystery. It's book number DB65299, and you can access the downloadable talking book at hdl.loc.gov/loc.ns/db.65299. The book is by Deborah and James Howe, and the reading time is 1 hour and 46 minutes, read by Virginia Kearns. Harold, the family dog, recalls the time the Monroes brought home a cute baby bunny that they found at a Dracula movie and named him Benicula. But Chester the cat tries to warn his human family that the rabbit really is a vampire. It's the first in a series of fun, family-friendly stories. The book recommendations and opinions from staff and others do not reflect the opinions of the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. And if you have an audiobook recommendation from Kentucky Talking Books Library, please let us know. Here's the latest on the Seeing AI app update. With the latest update, Seeing AI offers new features and customizable options. The app now boasts more currency recognition, adding British pounds, US dollars, Canadian dollars, and euros to its tally. Going beyond the color in a scene, it can also spot the color of specific objects like clothes. Plus, it's no longer restricted to just short printed text, with handwriting recognition now part of its skill set. You can also customize the voice that it uses to speak its observations out loud and set how fast it talks. Finally, a musical light detector alerts you to the light in an environment with an audible tone. Microsoft claims the tool will save users from having to touch a hot bulb or LED battery to check if it's on. Despite the big update, there's still no word on an Android launch. To learn more about the app or to schedule a demo, call the BCB office at 859-259-1834. Thank you to all of our wonderful volunteers that have helped out this past year. Our volunteers helped in so many ways, from cleaning the office, working at BCB fundraisers, helping at events and meetings, assisting with the newsletter and mailings, ordering food for the meetings, soliciting donations, and so much more. The BCB is so very honored that our volunteers do believe in what we are doing and wish to be an important part of giving to the blind and visually impaired in the region. Many thanks to you for your kindness and your generosity in 2017. You are the reason for the great success and accomplishments of the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. Lyft has made accessibility a priority in 2017. In April, they announced their partnership with the National Association of the Deaf, along with changes to the app that would make it more accessible for deaf and hard of hearing riders and drivers. Now, Lyft is embracing its visually impaired riders by announcing its new partnership with ERA, which will make Lyft more accessible for visually impaired riders. ERA develops transformative remote assistive technology that connects the blind with a network of certified agents via wearable smart glasses and an augmented reality dashboard that allows agents to see what the blind person sees in real time. Folks who sign on with ERA receive a pair of sleek silver glasses equipped with ERA technology. If they need assistance, they simply tap the side of their glasses and one of ERA's trained agents will be able to assist them through microphones and cameras set into the glasses. And they can help with tons of tasks, including navigation, reading everything from restaurant menus to books, and, thanks to the new partnership, calling and taking a Lyft. A press release from ERA explains that ERA agents will now be able to initiate Lyft rides for ERA users called Explorers, as well as convey important information about the ride, including the location of designated pickup spots, estimated time of pickup, and the estimated fare. ERA agents will also be able to tell Explorers their driver's name and vehicle information, provide navigational information to users as they walk the last 50 feet to their destination. A Lyft rep tells Bustle and will be able to track the ride from their ERA dashboard to ensure the rider arrives safely. You can see the ERA Lyft partnership at work in the video on their website. Finding reliable transportation is one of the biggest challenges facing people with visual impairments, and through some cities making navigation easier for the blind and visually impaired, ride-sharing has been an independent boosting game-changer for folks who are blind or visually impaired. Considering Lyft is available to 95% of Americans, and ERA serves 300 million blind and visually impaired folks around the world, according to a press release from ERA, the partnership is set to help millions of people access rides that they can count on. Suman Kanagate, ERA's founder and CEO, said in a press release that Lyft is committed to be a model for the type of community that we want our world to be. Diverse, inclusive, and safe. ERA's mission is to give people who are blind or low vision the power of information. He's psyched about the partnership as it's designed to provide an end-to-end enhanced experience that makes traveling more accessible to the blind and low-vision community anytime and anywhere. ERA operates using Wi-Fi data powered by AT&T, so users have widespread access to agents through plans starting at $89 per month for 100 minutes of agent help time, and glasses are included in the package. The only limitation is that ERA agents are not available 24/7. Instead, they are available from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 days a week. Vice President of Lyft Business tells Bustle in an email that Lyft is excited to partnership with ERA, teaching a new population of underserved riders, and added, "Our mission is to improve people's lives with the world's best transportation and to better connect communities, and their work with ERA enables them to do just that." They call this another very important step in their efforts to provide better transit solutions and ultimately better experience for those who are hard of hearing or low vision. While plenty of companies talk up their commitments to diversity, it's absolutely vital that they make useful, quantifiable changes to their apps that will make them equally as accessible to disabled folks as they are to abled folks. Lyft has pledged to continue making changes that will add to its accessibility, opening transportation opportunities for more and more people in the months to come. There's 411 and 911, but you can text or call 211 when you need help and don't know where to turn. 211 is a contact center connecting people with available resources like food, housing, health care, senior services, child care, legal aid, volunteer opportunities, and much more. Instead of multiple calls leading to dead ends, with one text message or call to 211, people can reach a trained specialist who will assess the full scope of their needs and match them to the right services. 211 also assists during times of disaster, providing critical information about evacuation routes, food, and shelter. Need help? Text your 5-digit zip code to 898-211 or dial 211. Also, beginning January 17th, Kentuckians living in Fayette and many surrounding counties can dial 211 to find information on free tax preparation in sites near them. For more information about tax preparation sites outside the 211 calling area, taxpayers may call Community Action Kentucky at 800-456-3452. The BCB follows the Fayette County Schools' delays and closings in the winter. In the case of bad weather or public holidays, it's best for you to call the office at 859-259-1834 the morning of an event to be sure we're open before you venture out. And please stay safe. And that's the I Know News for January 2018 from the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. Thanks for listening.